Beyond Governance, making sense of doing business in South Africa, is proudly sponsored by Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Did you know that where markets are concerned, it's not easy to detect the difference between objective and subjective reality, or between reality and fantasy? The business's view of the consumer has serious bottom-line implications. At Plus 94 Research, we help businesses cut through the uncertainty by gathering and processing real consumer intelligence through advanced scientific research methodologies. Plus 94 Research, the science of decision-making.
A very good morning to you and welcome to this week's installment of Beyond Governance here at 101.9 High FM. My name is Nimrod Opambele and thanks for tuning in on this glorious day. Can you believe it? We are already in November and the US elections are certainly underway. I wonder who will reach the 270 points which is required to become the 47th. U.S. president. We all know that Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are at it as a potential president, and there's so much at play. I wonder who will certainly win. But anyway, we'll get to that point a bit later. Before we get into the gist of our conversation, let me thank Howard Feldman for presiding over Money Mayhem. He has done a stunning work, particularly covering the U.S. elections. I'm sure he certainly did that. Also, I want to express my gratitude to Greg Guthrie, who's a controller and pressing all the right buttons to interface with commercial requirements. We all know that we have to pay our bills. Last but not least, I want to thank Betsy, who is the producer of the show. Thank you so much. In today's show, we put a spotlight on the Africa Genius Awards, which is a Pan-African initiative which celebrates achievements and positive narratives around African talent, resilience, and creativity, pretty much doing and undoing all the residues of colonialism that are still here today. We all know that from time to time, Africa's, the perception of Africa, especially from the Western media, it's not that positive. The likes of African Genius Award, it's at the heart of trying to undo those kind of narrative, but also instill a very positive mindset about Africans for Africa. To this end, I will be joined by one of the judges. His name is Simon Thuwa, who is a well-known figure, particularly in African business and entrepreneurship circle. Simon is recognized for his work in advocating for economic development and supporting small, medium businesses in the continent. So Simon obviously would give us a bit more about the intricacies of being a judge of this prestigious award for Africans in the continent and in diaspora. Before we get into or dwelling in the topics of today, I just want to, reflect a little bit on the presidency contestation in the U.S. Between Donald Trump as well as Kamala Harris for the either ramifications or implications for South Africa. It depends on where you sit. The reason I'm raising these issues because each of the nominees have a particular posture when it comes to Africa. For an example, when you're looking at trade and economic relations, if you might recall, Trump's first term saw more transactional approach to trade agreement. The chances are he will unlikely to renew the Africa Growth Opportunity Act, especially for South Africa. And that will hurt South African economy, especially in the Western Cape as well as the automobile sector. So we are likely to see more and more jobs losses in an event that he pulls the plug from AGOA. There's other big issues around investment in aid, because Trump favors reducing foreign aid, particularly in the African continent. In as much as Africans should be pushing and liberalizing the markets and governing properly, when he pulls the plug, we'll see more and more Africans who are destitute, desperate, trying to find better living conditions elsewhere, and that cannot augur well for the continent. The other issue, as well as South Africa, we all know that we're dealing with a lot of foreign nationals who are displaced, dispossessed, and looking for greener pasture. So it is in our best interest as South Africans to be pushing for a presidency that recognizes those kinds of issues. The other big point for me, that of the climate change. We know that Donald Trump withdrew from the Paris Climate Agreement during his first term, and his successor Joe Biden reinstated it. Or if he comes back, the chances are he is likely to reinstate or continue with that kind of thinking. And since Africa is highly vulnerable to climate change, similar that cannot be good news for the continent. We all know that. Food production, we all know that majority of our imports in terms of food production come from the north, and the very little that is available in the continent is not enough to feed the population. So when we have floods, when you have El Nino's type, all this global type of stuff that is happening cannot augur well for the continent. So those are some of the issues that I think as South Africans, we need to be very careful about when we push a particular agenda, for there's a lot of complexities which around the outcome of the US elections. But anyway, those are some of my thoughts, which I think you as South Africans, us as South Africans, we need to ponder about and really begin to think the direct economic impact that will have in the continent. But anyway, I'm sure the ex-political scientists and who are other experts can articulate these issues a lot better than I am, for I'm not a political analyst. I just wanted to reflect my thoughts on this very important issue. As I've said, in tonight's conversation, we're putting spotlight on the Africa Genius Award. To that end, without any waste of time, let me welcome Simon Gathua. Good morning and welcome to Beyond Governance.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Bele.
Thank you very much for joining us. Maybe just a quick point. Now that I started my conversation with the U.S. election, who do you take? What's your flavor in terms of both candidates that are vying for the 47th U.S. presidency?
Yeah, I think for my take, I would go for Kamala Harris, just for the continuation of what has been done. And I think the Democrats have so shown their intention in African friends and the policies that they have put in place for the Africa. And I would go, if I'm being asked, for the Kamala Harris. Or if I was given an opportunity to vote, then I would say Kamala Harris is the one to go for the bigger seat.
I couldn't have expected anything less, for we all know that the Democrats are friends to Africa. Anyway, we will get back to those. Let's hope the best man or woman will win, but it looks very, very tight. On that note, let's have a quick break. We'll be back in a second.
Beyond Governance, making sense of doing business in South Africa, is proudly sponsored by Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Did you know that most statistics for commercial and social research are tested for accuracy at a 95% confidence level? As specialists in the field, we do tests between 90 and 99% confidence levels. This is not to be confused with our name. Plus 94 is a celebration of the miracle post 94 in South Africa. We can still test the accuracy of your data at 94%. It is in our name to give you the confidence you need. Plus 94 Research. The science of decision making.
Welcome back. If you've just joined us, this is Beyond Governance. My name is Nimrod Tembele. I am joined by Simon Gathua, who's a well-known figure, particularly in African businesses and entrepreneurship circle. But today we're talking about his role as a judge at one of the most prestigious awards to emerge in the continent, which is the Africa Geniuses Award. Take us through, first and foremost, what do you think of the African Genius Award as a pillar of reawakening of the Pan-Africanism in the continent and in the diaspora?
Thanks, Dr. Mbele. Yeah, I think the African Genius full intention is to really celebrate identify and celebrate the African geniuses who are really making a positive impact on the continent and in the diaspora or the rest of the world. And the awards are more designed to inspire innovation, to encourage leadership. As we all know, it's a big challenge in the African continent, and of course to promote excellence among the Africans. And as we know, of course, the excellence as well is not very much associated with the African continent, and that's the whole intention of the African Genius Awards.
Nana, thank you very much for that line of thought. But as we proceed, what is your overall thought around, now that obviously you're a judge, you've been placed or given this huge responsibility to make a determination or to influence a particular nomination? Perhaps maybe just take us through who are some of the biggest names that you had to go through and apply your mind in a very meticulous way to advance a particular judgment as to who this person is worthy of being recognized as the African Genius Award. Give us some of the names that you had to contend with.
Thanks, Nimrod. Being unchanged has really been an honor. I've been unchanged for the last 3 years. This is the fourth year, and we've seen the nomination of exceptional Africans, geniuses, all the way in most of the African countries. Some of the names that stands out or that have been nominated as geniuses, we talking about Bantu Steve Biko, we have Aliko Dangote, we have Professor Wallace Onyeka, we have Professor Ali Masrui, Professor Goge Wathiong'o, we have last year we had Professor Tsilisi Marwala, who is an exceptional South African genius and African genius. We had this year another Professor Mashudu Sifularo, who is an ENT specialist at the University of Pretoria. And we had one of the first women to be an African genius, that is Teresa Kachita Moto from Malawi, who is a chief in Malawi and doing great work in terms of early child marriages, and has really changed the narrative and the policies of the Malawi country. So we had all those great African names, and we also had other great outstanding individuals from the African continent and the diaspora that have been nominated. So the process of really selecting these geniuses, and for us as the judges, we completely very independent. We judge independently, and then we have more of a convention or a conference of judges where we just discuss our judging scores, but that doesn't influence. We normally don't review or influence any judging scores, but we judge individually, and we receive the files of these individuals with all the evidence of their exception and great work in the African continent and the rest of the world has been documented, verified, and also we also get some endorsements of those geniuses. So it takes through a long process of vetting after nomination, and anyone can nominate anyone. And people are also able to, African geniuses can nominate themselves for their awards.
Well, that's quite a very complex and very thoroughly or thought through mechanism of trying to make sure that you uplift the transparency and create that sense of fairness in the nomination processes, as it were. The names that you have obviously indicated and others winners of the previous or nominees are quite incredible indeed, and there has to be a way in which we recognize their contribution to the continent and in the diaspora. One of the issues that perhaps maybe that you can share with the listener, what sort of, because this African Genius Award cuts across industry, cuts across sectors. It has, obviously there's arts, there's commerce, there's politics and so on and so forth. When you're looking at the particular nomination process, what would you regard as significant in evaluating each and every candidate?
Yeah, thanks, Nimrod. As a judge, we have some evaluation criteria. We have four evaluation criteria that we use to identify or award an African genius. And these four criteria, if I can mention them, is one of the criteria is the rare ability and problem solving skills. We look for someone who has those rare ability and problem solving skills. And the judges normally evaluate the extent to which the nominees possess those exceptional and unique abilities and how they exhibit outstanding problem-solving skills and innovate new solutions or approaches within for the African continent or the world. And the second criteria that we look at is the person must be an outstanding, has an outstanding world-class performance. And the judges assess that criteria based on the nominee's excellence in their respective field, because we get nominations from different fields, so they must be excellent in their respective fields. They should possess exceptional talent or expertise in their field. And then we also consider if the nominees have any local or international recognition for their achievement in their field. And then the third criteria that we look at is enhanced self-love. As Nimrod, you know, that is not one of the traits of the Africans, and sometimes we look back upon ourselves. So we want to an individual that really promotes enhancement of self-love. And as judges, we consider this, or we look at a nominee that encourages self-acceptance, personal growth, as well as the ability to promote self-confidence and self-importance as Africans. And the final judging criteria, the fourth criteria, is where we look at an individual that promotes the promotion of the African an African country and or the continent. So that person must be an ambassador of the African continent of their own country or their own countries. And the judges evaluate these criteria on the nominees that showcase that African culture, which is very important, our African heritage, our diversity, and then serves as an ambassador, of course, for the African on a global platform. So those are basically the four criteria and sub themes that we look at when we are judging and identifying an African genius, and all that the African geniuses that have been awarded the African Genius Award, they have all portrayed those critical exceptional abilities in their work or in their field of expertise.
Thank you very much for that detail. Breakdown of the criterion that is being used to assess the nominees that qualify to become a laureate in this prestigious African Genius Award. We're going to have to take a break and back in a second.
Beyond Governance, making sense of doing business in South Africa, is proudly sponsored by Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Did you know that where markets are concerned, it's not easy to detect the difference between objective and subjective reality, or between reality and fantasy? The business's view of the consumer has serious bottom line implications. At Plus 94 Research, we help businesses cut through the uncertainty by gathering and processing real consumer intelligence through advanced scientific research methodologies. Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Welcome back. This is Beyond Governance. My name is Nimrod Mbele. If you've just joined us, I'm joined online by Simon Gathua, who is a known figure, particularly in a context of African business and entrepreneurs circle. Simon is one of the judges at one of the most prestigious awards called the African Genius Awards, which is literally meant to change the narrative around how Africa has been perceived, by promoting individuals that are quite forthright and steadfast when it comes to promoting what is in the best interests of the continent, and by literally undermining a narrow and unfortunately negative stereotype associated with the continent. Before we took that break, we got a very good insight from our brilliant judge here that they're looking at part of the assessment criteria. They look at the rare skills that are associated with problem solving. We all know that you can't be a leader if you are not able to resolve very complex issues in an ethical way. And I'm sure ethics is one of the biggest aspects they've looked at. They're also looking at individual that possess outstanding and world-class performance in their respective field. So you have to be outstanding, you have to produce world-class outputs, which and the likes of Professor Marala, Dalito Dangote, Dr. Imtiaz Solomon, and Professor Mashood, who's an ENT specialist and world-renowned individuals. These, without a shadow of doubt, these are individuals that have demonstrated the outstanding world-class performance. And they also look at self-love. It is so, so, so important. And I like the point that you made reference to, that there's this unfortunate narrative that, you know, most Africans have a PhD syndrome, pulling down syndrome, and we need to chip away this self-hate. And by, you know, you can't promote other folks and without looking at how you promote, because if you're successful, you invest in yourself, invest in your community, you're more likely to see them mushrooming, them participating effectively in the economy and contributing more. So the last point that he raised has got to do with becoming an ambassador, which is very useful, because you need to promote your African heritage, you have to promote diversity, you have to promote, you know, all that is beautiful about the continent and abroad. So those are some of the issues that Simon shared with us. Simon, as we proceed, this Africa Genius Awards is obviously a big initiative, and that looks at Pan-Africanism, if you like. In your opinion, how does the awards contribute to changing the global narrative? How far are we? I know it's a very difficult and complex question, based on the kind of assessment that you're receiving from all different platforms of the media, be it television, print, social media. How are we referring to, how are we performing in changing this stereotype that associated with the continent?
Yeah, as I've just indicated, yeah, it's in our fourth year, we really inspired or trying to inspire the African child. It's been received very widely in the African continent. As I've indicated, we have received, I think, almost nominations from all the African countries. And we are tempting to, we've also received nominations from the Africans in their diaspora, and that's why we want to go beyond just the African borders and look at the other Africans that are in the diaspora and changing people's lives where they are in their expertise. And really, the awards are, we are looking and advance the award to try to inspire the African child, inspire innovation, encourage leadership, and in promoting excellence. And these are all a beacon of hope for Africa future, or future of the African continent. And that's what we want Africa to be, a sustainable continent. And in addition, these awards actually are more intended to promote the sustainability in Africa and to inspire generations to pursue excellence and to make a positive impact in their communities and beyond. So to always, so to inspire an African child, an individual, to always be excellent and to be positive and to make impact in the societies wherever they find themselves in. Thank you.
A beautiful insight indeed. If you have just joined us, I'm in a conversation with Simon Gathuwa, who is a judge at the African Genius Award. Over and above that, Simon is a well-known figure, particularly in the context of African business and entrepreneurship circle. He is recognized for his work in advocating for economic development and supporting small and medium-sized enterprises. So he's been entrusted with a huge task of being a judge at the one of the most prestigious, initiative to be born in the continent, which essentially recognizes, and celebrate achievements, and drive a positive narrative about African talent, resilience, and creativity. We need to really appreciate him for being part of this beautiful, beautiful initiative. But as we proceed, Simon, I'm sure you must have encountered based on what you have seen in terms of the submission and the impact. And I'm happy to hear that the stereotype and a positive reinforcement in terms of messaging and of love and self-confidence is gradually getting momentum. And as it gets more momentum, you have more and more partners. Could you just maybe give us a sense, because in an African context, it takes a village to raise a child. The child in this context refers to the African Genius Award. And for this award to reach its fullest potential, it is important that we galvanize all African communities, the business, in politics, in civil society organization. Who is behind this African child in a form of African Genius Award?
The African Genius Awards, so Dr. Sifiso Falala, who is the co-founder of the African Genius Award that's organized by Priority Performance Projects. They founded the Priority Performance Project and African Genius Awards in 2020. And Dr. Falala has a passion for Africa and Africa development and sustainability. And that's why he organized and formed this great initiative of recognizing Africans for self, to promote this self-love, self-actualization. And this has been a great opportunity for Africans. And the whole intention of these awards is to get to the remotest of our villages. We want to unearth all the African geniuses, even in our community, in our remote areas there. The African geniuses that are there may be not recognized, not known, and we want to go into those villages and get those African geniuses recognized and our priority performance and African Genius Awards. They've been doing great work in terms of getting into our villages to unearth these geniuses that they bring to us as judges to judge their exceptional work that they have been doing in the African continent and in their diaspora.
That's useful insight indeed. Are you happy with the type of support you're getting from businesses in the continent as well as in diaspora to elevate this award? Because it represents the collective. It's not a South African, it's a Pan-African, and it can also look at the Africans in diaspora. Are you happy from what you're seeing, or are you content with the kind of support that that you're seeing in private sectors as well as individuals? And how? What is your view in growing that type of support so that it reaches it full its potential?
Thanks, Nimrod. I think the support has been coming every year. It's not where we want it, because we want the whole of this the awards to spread like wildfire and to get support from our businesses in the African continent and even individuals. So I would say we are not there yet, but we are getting many sponsors coming in, and we're looking for more to come on board and to support this great initiative. We recently, for the first time, earned our first physical awards in Sierra Leone, where we received huge support, huge crowns from both the local businesses, local communities, local institutions, government, and the awards ceremony was a great success in terms of how it was received in Sierra Leone and in the African continent. So we're looking for more collaborations, more support from African individuals, businesses, and our communities and society at large.
Thank you very much for that update, which is quite useful. If you've just joined us, I'm having a very insightful conversation with someone, Gathuwa, who is a well-known figure in an African business context. And in this particular context, he speaks as one of the judges representing or overseeing the African Genius Award, which took place in September of this year. And he has very interesting thoughts. Let's take a break back in a second as we gravitate towards the end of this beautiful show.
Beyond Governance, making sense of doing business in South Africa, is proudly sponsored by Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Did you know that most statistics for commercial and social research are tested for accuracy at a 95% confidence level? As specialists in the field, we do tests between 90 and 99% confidence levels. This is not to be confused with our name. Plus 94 is a celebration of the miracle post 94 in South Africa. We can still test the accuracy of your data at 94%. It is in our name to give you the confidence you need. Plus 94 Research. The science of decision making.
Welcome back. This is Beyond Governance. My name is Nimrod Dumele. If you've just joined us, I'm joined by Simon Gathuwa, who is a very renowned individual in the context of the African business development circle. But you know, in our conversation this morning, the focus is really about his contribution as a judge in the Africa Genius Award. Well, coming back, Simon, I'm sure it must be quite a challenging for you, you know, presiding on this particular. What would you say are some of the trickiest moments that you experience looking at a global you know, giants and geniuses that you have to influence? The obviously not very, very strict metrics. What would have been some of your anxieties, and how do you overcome those kind of anxieties?
Yeah, I think it's a very daunting task to be a judge and to judge exceptional Africans. And as you can even see from the nominations and from our priority performance website, we had other outstanding Africans that did not meet the minimum criteria to be awarded the African Genius Awards. The trickiest part is we really the priority performance project and supported by Plus 94 Research go very deep into doing research on every individual that has been nominated, looking for all evidence that can support their nomination and the criteria that we look at. And the tricky part becomes of what if there is other evidence or other information that we don't know about these individuals or these nominees. And so but the judges have to look objectively on the evidence that is provided into the judging files, and we have to be completely objective, and because these nominated figures are all parts of our community, some we've engaged with, some we know, some we have worked with. So, but as judges, we try to be completely objective and to stick and remain bounded by the criteria that we've all agreed. These are the criteria that helps us to identify the African genius or an outstanding African laureates.
Absolutely, mouth-watering, but also very, I suppose, very tight and very complex process that you have to go through. Any regrets for being a judge?
Not at all. It's very exciting, very rewarding opportunity for me to be given really that opportunity to identify and celebrate because we identify and celebrating our own African geniuses who are really making a big positive impact on the African continent and the rest of the world. So I feel honored to be a judge and to be one of the judges that identify and celebrate these African geniuses in our communities and society.
No, that's a beautiful, beautiful position. And actually, it's a privilege to be in that particular position. And thank you very much. Perhaps maybe your last parting shot on the vision of the awards in the coming years. How do you see the awards evolving in the coming years?
I think the awards, I see them getting big and big every year and adding more of our African geniuses. We want to encourage everyone, wherever you are, even yourself as an individual, even yourself, Nimrod, to nominate or get nominated as an African genius, because we want all our geniuses, all to unearth all our geniuses within our African continent and in the diaspora. So, anyone that you think can be nominated, or you know someone that meets those criteria, as I mentioned, please go to Priority Performance website and nominate your candidate for the prestigious award.
Now, we'll certainly keep tapped to these kind of developments, and we will do our utmost best to promote the African Geniuses Award closer to the next cycle of nomination. It has been absolutely beautiful to hear from you, and thank you very much for the job that you're doing as an ambassador of African Geniuses Award.
Thank you, Dr. Bailey. It's been a pleasure.
There we go. That's Simon Kothua, who is a well-known figure, particularly in the context of African businesses, business circle, giving us intricacies of what it takes and what it means to be a judge of Africa Genius Award. And when you have the names such as Aloko Dangote, Professor Ngugi Thiong'o, Professor Marala, Dr. MTS Solomon, and other giants in the continent who have been nominated and eventually making it the cut, it tells you that this is a creme de la creme, a platform which recognizes African geniuses. So for you to be nominated and considered for this prestigious award, it does say that you are certainly chipping away the narrative about Africa as a dark continent, Africa that has been awoken, Africa that is independent, Africa that needs to further strengthen its posture, particularly from economic emancipation point of view. We might have got political liberties from the colonial masters, but the work still remains. And unless or until we have sufficient resilience in developing a continent's businesses for the continent's benefit, we will still reinforcing this negative stereotype that we go cap in hand to the Westerners. And this is something that Africa Genius Award is trying to undo. It has been absolutely beautiful having this conversation. Let's do this again in the next future. It is, once again, thank you very much for tuning in. I certainly hope you have benefited at least in understanding how African Genius Award is proceeding together with other entities that promote a positive posture. Let's have a beautiful day. Shalom.
Beyond Governance was brought to you by Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making. Did you know that where markets are concerned, it's not easy to detect the difference between objective and subjective reality, or between reality and fantasy? The business's view of the consumer has serious bottom line implications. At Plus 94 Research, we help businesses cut through the uncertainty by gathering and processing real consumer intelligence through advanced scientific research methodologies. Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.